Iran is primed for revolution and revival. Liberia's National Redemption Day takes on a whole other meaning. And a discipleship training program takes the seminary to the field. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian lawmakers are calling for the death of opposition leaders in that nation following a mass demonstration. According to reports, authorities responded quickly and with force. Evangelist Sammy Tippett works with the Iranian church there. He says that longing for freedom is the cause. Believe it or not, Tippett says the Ayatollah Khomeini was positive for evangelism.
He showed the people what Islam really is, and the people have rejected it. And I remember going into Iran for the first time, and people would walk by some of the clerics, and they would literally spit on the ground because they so despised them. People have been turned off in multitudes.
Tippett says people are turning to Christ in miraculous ways in Iran.
In Iran, God is just coming and visiting people in dreams and visions. I mean, every week this is happening. We're hearing more and more people who are having this take place in their lives and are becoming believers, followers of Jesus.
He's calling it a secular awakening. Find out how to pray. Just go to our website. Elsewhere, most of the world continues to ignore a genocide in Burma. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says about 500,000 people have died at the hands of the Burmese government.
It seems like what's happening is the Burmese government is trying to wipe out anybody that doesn't agree with them, and especially these tribal people, because they're sitting on land that they want because they need the natural resources to sell to China and to other countries. And so instead of moving the people and then compensating them, it's easier to just wipe them out.
And yet it's hardly gained media attention. When asked why, one reputable media source said,
"This is not new. This has been going on for years." And we said, "But 500,000 people have died." And she said, "The American people don't want to hear about this right now."
People are coming to Christ, but victims, especially suffering believers, feel forgotten.
Their cry has been, "Where is the world and where is the church? Where are our brothers and sisters in Christ? How come they're not helping us?"
You can help. Just visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Liberia celebrates National Redemption Day on April 12th. The country's history is tied up in the struggle against bondage. It's ironic that the gospel would be heading for Liberia at the same time. Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford says,
"Our goal is to get this container sent in April, 2 months from today."
Their message of redemption couldn't come at a better time.
When we talk about National Redemption Day, what better to give redemption other than by sending the Word of God.
They're partnering with a missionary there and preparing a seed container with about 18,000 to 20,000 books and Bibles. To put the gospel potential into perspective,
we had received a letter and then a call from a missionary in India where we had sent a container before, and he had mentioned that he was able to reach 44,000 people with just one Bible, and we're sending about 20,000 of them on this container.
They need funds and prayer. Details online. Elsewhere, most of the world's village pastors have no formal training, yet the gospel is reaching further and further into the corners of the world. If they can't make it a seminary, Global Action will take the seminary to them with the Global Module Studies Program. It's effective because it fast-tracks training to classes 3 days a month for 10 months. On average, each student trains another 5 using the same material, resulting in exponential growth in the church. We have all the information at our website. And cassette recordings of the Bible worked great 20 years ago, but now tapes are deteriorating. Audio Scripture Ministries has partnered with World Cassette Outreach India to restore these old recordings. After a few months of work, the ministries were able to finish re-recording the Malayalam New Testament. The full Bible will be available soon. Pray that this restored audio project would reach the hundreds of millions of Malayalam-speaking non-readers with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphaned Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.